Despite multiple instances of unacceptable practices in the past by personnel at Guantanamo, based on what I learned and observed, I strongly prefer the improved practices and conditions at Camp Delta to the outsourcing of interrogation to countries with a far less significant commitment to human rights. I feel very good about Kristen Seymour from Portland, Oregon, now a guard at Camp Delta, or Michael Edmondson from Medford, Oregon, or Nathan Blair from Vancouver. And I will tell you, I'm not convinced that their counterparts in the countries that I mentioned share the values of the wonderful young Oregonians that I met with yesterday. Now, there are many things that need to occur to further ensure the proper administration of the men who are held there, including vigorous and concerted congressional oversight of practices at Guantanamo and other facilities where similar prisoners are housed. We had, I thought, very constructive discussions, Senator Nelson and I did, with Cuban officials, particularly in the agricultural area and biotechnology, both fields that we share a mutual interest in. I brought Oregon cherries, which happened to be so good that I ate about a third of them on the way to Cuba, and pears. We're also pleased that the folks at Alamport, which is the agency that runs the agricultural program in Cuba, were very interested in our snap peas. So I'm hopeful that we can rack up some sales there.